Self-Evident is a platform that is dedicated to speaking truths that were once self-evident and doing so in love. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. And pardon the difference of sound that might be in post-production. We are recording in home today, but I'm not alone. I'm with my wonderful friend and co-host, Eliana. Welcome back.
Thank you.
She was on a big hiatus because of college, but we are back. We are back recording together. And I know that this case has gone not so much by the wayside, but probably has gone to the back of everyone's mind, especially with the Christmas season coming and going and New Year's and all those things. But we just felt that it was an important topic to readdress, to talk about some main points. And that is the topic of illegal immigration, specifically what we saw with Lake and Riley. And I think Lake and Riley specifically hit home for us because, you know, you guys are in college as well. And would you say that's true, that it hit
absolutely
home?
You know, as young women too, it's startling, like a stark difference between the youth that I think we often feel and hold and think of the invincibility that we feel like we have, and then hearing stories like this, just it even puts everything just into an internal perspective and makes you really think.
Yeah, and again, we're going to go through this case very briefly, and then we're going to get into the main points of why illegal immigration matters to talk about, not just because of a policy issue, but because this affects real people, our age, our female people, you know?
Absolutely.
So this is important to not just think about when cases come up. It's important to think about why illegal immigration is such a big deal just on a daily basis. Anyway, so if you guys weren't following the case, Lake and Riley was a 22-year-old nursing student from Augusta University in Athens, Georgia. And on February 22nd, she went on a run like she usually did. And around 9:11 a.m., she called the police for help. And her assailant, Jose Ibarra, is part of Tren de Aragua, which is a criminal organization from Venezuela, has about 5,000 members, and he was the one that was tracking this young woman, trying to sexually assault her. However, Lake and Riley was a fighter. She fought him off, but because she would not allow herself to be his rape victim, he ended up bashing her head in a very violent way. Again, I don't want to go into too many details because I don't think that's necessary for the purpose of this podcast, but I just want to readdress the topics because it's important and I want you all to understand the serious nature of this. So again, he was part of this gang, and in fact, he was even flown into Georgia on the taxpayer dime under the Biden administration's free flight policy for illegal immigrants. So this individual, not only a gang member, not only a known part of a criminal organization, but given free access to anywhere he wanted to go.
Without consequences.
Without consequences in the country. And he chose Georgia. Jose Ibarra, 26, had pleaded, quote, not guilty in May to charges of malice murder and felony murder in connection with her death. And he had waived his right to a jury trial. His case was then assigned to an Athens Clark County courtroom under Superior Court Judge Patrick Haygard. And this is from ABC News. And then on Wednesday, Ibarra was found guilty of all charges and sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. And this is from a November 20th article. So fast forward to conversation today with all those details revisited, we come to the topic of illegal immigration. And Ellie, this is such a heated topic for people, especially young women. We are easily empathetic towards people and their plights and wanting a better life in America. And we recognize that there are those cases of people, quote unquote, innocently coming to America, though it's illegal, so you're still committing a crime. But how do we address this? How do we think about this objectively?
So I think objectively, one of the main things to look at is just the idea that all of these things are avoidable too. And so when we allow these things to happen, we're allowing evil to enter our country that doesn't need to be there. And again, I sympathize with the wanting to be empathetic and the just feeling such compassion for people who are only trying to find a home here. And so I think it's important to also preface this in saying that this is not an issue of thinking some people are better than others or things like that. As Christians, we believe that everyone is made in the image of God. And so our goal isn't necessarily to bar people from a better life, rather preserve what we have, and therefore giving our citizens a better life. And then later on down the road, we can even talk about kind of funneling that in for other people and allowing other people to also reap those benefits.
Yeah, absolutely. Going back to what you were saying, that this was preventable, Ali Bastaki is popular for saying that every crime committed by an illegal immigrant is 100% preventable. And yes, we have a bunch of crimes committed by legal people, American citizens here, and we have enough crime as it is. We
absolutely
look at Chicago, look at LA, look at New York City. We have enough crime that is committed by American citizens. We don't need the added crime of legal mm-hmm. immigrants, especially with Lakin Riley, this beautiful Christian girl that her life was ended far too soon. She did not deserve to die this way. She deserved to go on to get married. I don't know if you guys read the journal entry that she wrote to her future husband. If you follow us on social media, you would have seen that we posted her journal entry. She deserved to find that husband. She deserved to be a nursing student, to complete her nursing degree, go on to be a nurse, love her family, serve the Lord. And yet her life was ended, and it was completely preventable.
Absolutely. And Ali Bastaki is a great resource for this, as she, in her book Toxic Empathy, just kind of has a full chapter or so that details out a lot of even biblically and socially why it is so destructive. One of my favorite things that she says is she talks about the verse that says, "A man given to anger is like a city without walls, a place that's basically left to be broken into and destroyed from the inside out."
Yeah, and that's such a good point, that whenever we see walls in scripture, they're addressed as being a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, God tells his people to defend their borders. He, in the book of Numbers, he scopes out the land and he assigns borders to the different tribes of Israel. So when you see that God believes in borders and walls and boundaries and nations, we see that, okay, it's good for a nation to have borders. You can't have a nation without borders. There is no American citizenship if there is no America. And that's the topic, or I guess the heartbeat of this podcast episode, is that we want to go back to the truth of scripture. Borders are good. Mm-hmm. Government is good. God instituted government to protect its citizens, and we can't protect our citizens if we don't have safety.
Absolutely. And even outside of that, like, we are called, our calling is to build the kingdom of Christ. And if you are changing the political, the factual, the truth demographic of your nation so much to the point where something like that is no longer allowed, or something like that becomes restricted, then we lose out even on the ability to go out and spread the gospel even. And so when we secure our own nation, we can let others reap the benefits, and that is through even letting them know about Christ.
In response to Ellie's argument just now, Got Questions released an article entitled "What Does the Bible Say About Illegal Immigration?" And I actually addressed this in a previous episode, but we'll of course link this article in the description box so that you guys can read it for yourself. But I just want to read part of it and hope that it's as helpful for you as it was for me. So, quote, "Romans 13, 1 through 7 makes it abundantly clear that God expects us to obey the laws of government. The only exception to this is when a law of the government forces us to disobey a command of God, Acts 5, 29. Illegal immigration is the breaking of a government's law. There is nothing in scripture that contradicts the idea of a sovereign nation having immigration laws. Therefore, it is rebellion against God to unlawfully enter another country. Illegal immigration is a sin." And in Ali Bastaki's book, Toxic Empathy, she raises the amazing point on page 120 through 121 that, quote, Scripture indeed contains several verses about respecting and loving the sojourner and the foreigner. Leviticus 19:34 calls on the nation of Israel to treat the stranger who sojourns with you as a native among you, and you shall love him as yourself, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. Deuteronomy 10:18 through 19 tells us that God loves the sojourner, and therefore Israel should love the sojourner too. These verses are important, and they tell us about the character of God, that he has compassion for the outcast, for the displaced and the lonely. But any attempt to use these passages as evidence the Bible demands allowing both illegal and legal immigration is faulty. And that's such an important point. I heard a lot of Christians using these verses that, oh, Bible tells us to love the sojourner, that means we need to allow all these people in, when in fact that's not what Scripture says.
Absolutely. And back to, you know, even the earlier points, is that it's not even loving. And I think Ali Beth Stuckey, she really, really kind of hammers that home in her chapter. When we allow illegal immigration, the picture many Christians have in their mind is that they're giving good people a good life, and that the bad people that come in, that might just be collateral damage, and we'll have to be okay with that. The issue is, this isn't the case. We're not giving a good life to good people, rather stealing a good life from those who could actually need it. And I think that's where it becomes just so, so harmful.
Absolutely. You just reminded me of Jeremiah 29, and we get that famous verse, Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for your welfare, not for your harm, to give a future that has hope. And yet the context of that is actually in exile. And he tells the people of Israel to seek the good, the welfare of the city that he is going to place them in. And same thing for us Christians here today. We are sojourners and exiles in this country, in the world, because we are of another kingdom. Our citizenship is in heaven, according to 1 Peter 2. And so we similarly have the call that God has called us to steward well what he has given us. He has placed you, Christian, in the community, in the college, in the family, in the church, in the state, in the country that he has placed you in for a purpose. He does nothing by accident. He does nothing arbitrarily. Your life is designed for a purpose and a goal. And so for us to seek the welfare of our country, of my family, of my community, is for me to vote for policies, to support policies that protect the safety of my community. And that means, in this case, voting against people that support illegal immigration, because illegal immigration makes things less safe, makes my community more dangerous.
Absolutely. And I think that often people don't even realize just how big of a deal it is, and just how many people are coming in across borders. In 2022, and this is according to Homeland House, California was home to 1.8 million unauthorized immigrants. And then as you go down the list, Texas 1.6, Florida 1.2, New York 650,000, New Jersey 475,000, and then even Illinois 400,000. And those aren't just numbers that are small or anything. Those are numbers that have an impact and can change things. And I think that's where a lot of the issue falls. Like Alyssa was saying, we need these policies in place to protect people and biblical values.
Yeah, absolutely. And just for Illinois, WirePoints released an article on December 20th, said that Illinois population gained 68,000 people in 2024 due to migrant tidal wave. What does that mean? That means taxpayer dollars have been funding these people's lifestyles. We've been paying for their housing, for their food, and that takes money out of my pocket, my wallet, so that I can provide more for my family. It takes away from our resources as American citizens. These types of policies have very real impact on legal American citizens.
Absolutely.
And that's what we need to keep in mind, that illegal immigration is cruel, not just for the citizens that are trying to be good citizens that are here legally, but it's also cruel for the illegal immigrant, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that there are over 300,000 children. We have no idea where they are in the United States because of these policies, Biden administration got rid of DNA testing at the border so that a man could be 35 with a trembling 12-year-old girl and he could say, I'm her dad, and Border Patrol doesn't have the ability to check if that's true. There are children that are being trafficked in the United States as we speak because of these immigration policies. Illegal immigration is cruel to children.
Absolutely. And according to HomelandHouse.gov, quote, there's no way to know how many more potential national security threats, violent criminals, and hardened gang members are now at large in our country. More than 390 illegal aliens on the terrorist watch list have been apprehended attempting to cross our southwest and northern borders between ports of entry. And this was written, I'm not sure when it was written, but this data is from 2021. Those numbers are staggering. The former chief of Border Patrol said that the total number could be underreported by as much as 20%. And so
that's crazy.
We don't even know. Like, we have no idea who's in the country, where they are, what they have access to. Like, it is in a lot of ways just a recipe for a country to crumble and collapse.
Absolutely. Illegal immigration is dangerous. It affects real people. Lake and Riley, unfortunately, is the prime example of that. It preys upon the vulnerable and the weak, and it's so sad that Lake and Riley's death was allowed to occur. And I'm just praying that the new administration coming in will rectify many of the issues that have been caused, many of the security issues that have been caused because of these policies.
The other thing about illegal immigration is that it's not just a trafficking issue or a violence issue. It's also a big drug issue. Since 2021, 9,055 pounds of fentanyl were seized between ports of entry by border control. That is staggering numbers. And that was since 2021. Between the years of 2017 and 2020, that number was only 1,604.
Wow.
So the amount is increasing intensely.
Yeah, and I want to read a C.S. Lewis quote. He said, quote, love for one's country means chiefly love for people who have a good deal in common with oneself. And I think that's so true when it comes to illegal immigration, that we've seen that there's no attempt to initiate them into the American way of life. It's us as American citizens that are trying to be forced to cater to them.
Mm-hmm.
And when there's no set boundaries for countries, when there's no set rules, when there's no expectations for people coming in illegally, it breaks down what it means to be a country, what it means to be an American.
Absolutely.
And I love America, and that means I love American values and American patriotism, which means I don't want people that hate me to live here.
The other thing is that this is not just a Southern issue. Often we think about illegal immigration in terms of people coming from the South or Mexico into the United States, but that's not the only port of entry where people are gaining access. Encounters at the northern border in 2024 increased more than 600% compared to 2021.
Wow.
Absolutely. And the number of Mexican nationals encountered at the northern border increased 1,000% in 2024 compared to 2021, showing that because we shifted resources to the southwest border crisis, many people tried to take advantage of that by coming in through the north. Those are crazy numbers.
It definitely is. And in closing, we just want to reiterate that illegal immigration, biblically speaking, is a sin. So we as Christians need to stand against it, if nothing else, from a biblical perspective. And second, illegal immigration harms real people. Women and children are always the biggest victims of evil policy decisions. We've seen that with Lake and Riley. We've seen that with other cases. We see that with the sex trafficking of children. Over 323,000 children are loose in the United States.
Missing. We don't know where they are.
No idea where they are. And that is truly a human rights
tragedy.
Yes, it's truly a human rights tragedy. So we as Christians need to oppose policies like this. Like Ellie was saying, this isn't just a trafficking issue, a violent criminal issue, although those are really big, this is also a drug issue of people dying from heavy fentanyl overdoses, because this is not your regular, I guess you could say, fentanyl.
Less regulated.
Less regulated levels. Not to say any fentanyl that is illegally...
Do not do fentanyl.
Yeah, do not do fentanyl. There's more at stake here than just illegal immigration affecting violence. It's in every aspect of life. So we as Christians need to oppose this at every corner.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it was very fact-heavy. The topic itself may have seemed a bit repetitive, but we were just trying to hammer home the point of why illegal immigration is such a big deal and why we as young people need to care about this. This isn't just an older people issue. One of our own, Lakin Riley, 22 years old, she was one of us. And she was just trying to go about her daily life, trying to live her life for the Lord. And her life was suddenly and tragically ended because of these policies. So we just hope that this was an enlightening episode, even though it was heavy. And until next time, let us firmly rely on the protection of divine providence. This is Self-Evident.